Being tuned in means
making sure you can take us wherever you go with the Seaville 107.5 smartphone app.
Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, live from CPAC 2020, brought to you by Haven Realty Group and Fighting Colors. CPAC 2021, our coverage titled, Okay, Now What? As we go through the program, Pete Snyder for governor is going to be joining us in just a moment or two. We're going to do a couple of segments on that very subject that we were just talking about with Rich Anderson. Okay, now we know what the Republican Party of Virginia is doing. Can we just now marshal ourselves towards choosing a nominee? And I think you and I spoke about this to some degree a couple of days ago. It was along the lines of, "Hey, look at how the left manages to legislate. They can have the slightest little majority, and they legislate like their house is on fire. And we need to be able to do the same thing when, you know, the majorities. And yet what we hear is we need to protect the majority. And then we lose the majority, and then we're trying to figure it out. And one of the folks who wants to help lead that charge running for governor is Pete Snyder, and he's on the Newsmakers line with us live from CPAC 2020. A lot of folks down here interested in the Virginia gubernatorial race. Pete, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
It is great to be with you. I'm sure you can feel it at CPAC. People will know that there's an earthquake happening in Virginia, and it's the tremors are going to be felt all over the country. We are going to be leading the open school movement. We have been for weeks now. We have the liberal unions on the run. We're going to win this nomination on May 8th. In Lynchburg, and we're going to win in November and start the great Republican and American comeback, my friend.
Well, I know that you've never shied away from hard work, Pete, and it's been your legend ever since I first met you. But you know, it's going to take a lot of work to win this over. We talked about how the McDonnell campaign, and you have Ken Cuccinelli as one of your advisors there, and he was there, and how they were in every county and held events with every unit. It's going to have to take that with the number of gubernatorial candidates to mend the fences from all the different candidates once the nomination is done. What have you been hearing since the party has chosen this this primary at Liberty drive up, you know, ranked choice vote?
Look, I think it's a sense of, at least for me, it's a sense of relief of at least we know what playing field we're going to be on. You know, Joe, I would have preferred a different method, but who cares? It doesn't matter. We have a date set on May 8th. Going to be at Liberty. Let's go. We are aggressively signing up delegates. I'd love to have you and as many of your listeners as possible be one for me. And we're gonna show in a major way, and we're gonna win. That's it. And then we're gonna march on. Then we're gonna have a good solid month as the Democrats rip each other apart. I gotta tell you, I gotta give a lot of credit to Rich Anderson for that genius move of making sure that we have our business taken care of a month in advance, right as the Democrats hit a fever pitch, rip each other apart, and we can go bombs away. And you know, look, our schools are going to still be closed by that. The Democrats are now passing a bill that are waiting all the way to July to have any semblance of peace to get our teachers back in the classroom. It's insane. I mean, it is so dysfunctional in Richmond that you have the CDC and Joe Biden himself saying it's safe for teachers to be back in the classroom, and the governor and the Democrats in Richmond and the extremists are trying to kick the can down the road to the summertime. our kids are wasting away. That's the issue.
Well, and
who cares about the process? That's the issue.
The governor says, well, you know, we should make summer school available so kids who want to catch up can try to. I don't understand, you know, these edicts that aren't edicts. And now he's allowing us 1,000 people. And apparently COVID-19 doesn't strike after midnight anymore, Pete. But that being all said, you know, talk about the positive things that you know, a Pete Snyder administration is going to want to usher in with maybe a majority in the House of Delegates and trying to, you know, legislate through a split House.
Well, absolutely. Look, we're going to get, we have a lot of needs right now in Virginia because we are still in the middle of a global pandemic and a crisis unlike something we've ever seen in Virginia in at least 100 years. Our economy is in tatters, Joe. You know this.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not because of the coronavirus. The coronavirus killed people and put them in the hospital. The coronavirus did not kill Virginia's economy. Our government did, and our governor did. This was a self-inflicted wound that has destroyed the livelihoods and lives of tens of thousands of Virginians out there. We are going to repair it. You have been kind in covering the plight of small businessmen and women all across mm-hmm. Virginia and the work that we did with the Virginia 30-Day Fund. And the Barstool Fund, I'm thrilled that just last night, Barstool Fund and our work there struck again. Dave Portnoy ended up calling the owners of Honey White Burgers on Main Street in Richmond, gave them the news that the cavalry came and that all of their expenses were going to be taken care of till they got back on their feet. And, you know, magic happens. Magic happens every single day with this crew. And I'm just thrilled to have been a part of it you know, that's what we're going to do in government. I'm going to lean on the private sector, the nonprofit sector, and state government to repair the damage that was done by government in destroying businesses.
Well,
that is 60% of our tax revenue. If we don't fix that, we're sunk, Joe, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get our economy and get small business moving and working again.
Well, it seems like we're being normalized into just waiting for a government grant to arrive. And, you know, that's why, you know, the 30-Day Fund was so important to me because it was all of us pitching in for each other's businesses. But I think we, you know, in a year, we've learned enough about this virus that, you know, the business closures, the restrictions on gatherings need to be lifted too, don't you think, Pete?
Oh, they're going to be, look, our economy is going to be open on day one when I'm governor. Our schools are going to be open. Our economy is going to be going open. It's going to be open. And look at, you know, what the liberal media and the woke crowd did to Governor DeSantis in Florida. In April and May of last year, they said, oh my gosh, how can this guy open up their economy or open up schools? There's so many seniors in Florida. He's a killing machine. And
yeah.
Guess what? Nearly a year later, there is no discernible difference. If you look at the science and the data, there is no discernible difference between Florida and Virginia when it comes to spread of the disease or death. But guess what? Our economy is a wreck, and theirs isn't because he was smart enough to open it up and get it done.
We are here in Orlando. We got to run to the news. Can we hang on to you and talk right after?
Absolutely, Joe.
CPAC 2020.
All the news, weather, and traffic you need anytime, all day, every day. Being tuned in at Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
You think the people of this country exist to provide you with a position? I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom. And I go to make sure that they have it.
And to that end, we are here at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. Every year we're here. It's a little bit longer of a drive than it usually is at National Harbor, but we are here in Orlando, and actually Pete Snyder for governor, PeteSnyder.com is on the Newsmakers line still with us. You were talking about Governor DeSantis. I mean, I'm down here, and it's a whole different state, Pete.
Well, Joe, that just shows you what good, smart leadership can do. Governor DeSantis looked at the data, looked at the science, made decisions to keep his economy open And guess what? There is no discernible difference when it comes to the spread of this disease and overall death per capita in Florida than in Virginia. But the only difference that we have in Virginia is our economy is an absolute wreck. Our schools are still closed in over 90% of Virginia, and our children are wasting away and falling behind. Well, it is a travesty.
Well, we just had a story in the news. Region 10 is handing out lock boxes for people to keep their firearms and their pharmaceuticals in because of the you want to talk about a pandemic, an outbreak of depression and hopelessness, Pete. That's bigger than COVID, I think, in my mind.
Well, I think the major problems by locking our kids out, locking our teachers out, destroying the livelihoods and dreams of so many Virginians with these shutdowns is going to have irreparable damage for decades to come. It's bad. And that's why we can't wait for July to open up our schools. I know that that's what the kind of footsie that Ralph Northam and Terry McAuliffe would like to play with the unions. They don't want to get in the way of the teachers' unions any time before their June 6th primary. That's why you don't hear from Terry McAuliffe. That's why you don't hear from Jennifer Carol Foy or Jennifer McClellan or the communists. None of them want to speak up and cross the unions before their primary. And it's just sad. And it's weak. We've had weak leadership. We've had 8 years of failure with the Northam McAuliffe rule. We cannot afford another 4 more. We need to open our schools now. We need to save the backbone of our economy, small business, and get our economy going again. And we need to restore the rights of law-abiding citizens for a change, Joe. What they're focused on in Richmond is just bizarre. As Chap Peterson said, if you looked at the agenda of the Democrats in the General Assembly, you would never know we're in the middle of a pandemic. It's wrong. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Chap Peterson, not a Republican. So one of my
not
favorite Democrats. Notably not. So is there, beyond COVID, Pete, make the case against, what they've been doing. I mean, I was on a national show. I mentioned it, talking about the fact that we've eliminated the death penalty, but not abortion. So we'll kill a baby up till, we remember the story of just right up to dilation. But if somebody takes somebody else's life and is found guilty of it, it's 3 hots and a cot for the rest of their life, Pete. And that's me saying that, not Pete, but take us through some of these agenda points, the gun grabbing, the restrictive attitude towards privacy and the ability to just cancel somebody out of a school board meeting because they say something different.
Well, Joe, it's been a systematic dismantling of our civil liberties and our constitutional rights under the guise of a pandemic, and that's happened all year long. Whether it's our Second Amendment rights that have been stripped away, whether it's the right to live for the unborn, this radical abortion lobby that Ralph Northam is now embracing, and this infanticide policy that even Terry McAuliffe spoke out against on CNN, and now he's reversed himself and refuses to speak out against infanticide, to the fact that our First Amendment rights, our religious freedoms, you and I were both told that we weren't allowed to go to church on Christmas Eve because the coronavirus gets a little weird after midnight. What scientific data shows that? That's insane.
Well, you can go to the ABC store, but not our church.
Well, that's it, or Walmart, or you name it. It is just wrong, and it's all about control. This is the left trying to control your life, and if they don't like your opinion of what you say on your radio show, Joe, they want to cancel you. They'd love to strip you of your radio license. They'd love to, if you speak out on the internet, they'd love to have big tech cancel you out, or if you misspeak, or not even misspeak, if you share your political opinion that might not be popular because it might not be leftist, they want to get you fired or suspended from work. Well, it is absolutely wrong. And when I'm governor, I'm going to put an end to it.
Well, and they've done such an artful job of casting us as the guys who hate everybody. And really, we're not. We're the ones who believe in everyone. It's one of the reasons I loved when you put together the Virginia 30-Day Fund. I said, finally, we're talking about helping people in a conservative way. Pete, I know you've got to run. You've got a busy dance card now that they've decided how to choose the nominees. I appreciate it, and we will talk to you again very soon.
Joe, love being with you. If you want to sign up to be a delegate on May 8th for me, go to Pete Snyder, PeteSnyder.com. We're going to win this nomination. We're going to win this race. I need your help to be a delegate. And also, Joe, I know you have United Way coming on at 8:40. I just got to say, they were tremendous partners. Ravi Rosato and the leadership of Court Nexton and so many at the Greater Charlottesville United Way were amazing partners for the 30-Day Fund. We accomplished so much in the community thanks to them.
And I know that we're supposed to get Sarah Sanders on, but I haven't heard back from her people. I know that she was working with you down there. So if you can put a good word in for WCHV in Charlottesville and get us on her Radio Row interview dance card, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'll always go to bat for you, Joe. Take care, brother.
All right, thank you. Hey, it worked for me with the chairman of CPAC. He gave us a shout out on Fox and Friends. So just keep playing the card.
Told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.